Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell, and happy birthday, America. Who can tell me how many years old we are today? I had to figure it out, and if my math is right, you're looking for a 248th birthday card. You enjoy history? Here's some American history you may not be aware of. On June 7th, when the Continental Congress met at the Pennsylvania State House, later Independence Hall, in Philadelphia, the Virginia delegate, Richard Henry Lee, introduced a motion calling for the colony's independence. Amid heated debate, Congress postponed the vote on Lee's resolution, but appointed a five-man committee to draft a formal statement justifying the break with Great Britain. On July 2nd, the Continental Congress voted in favor of Lee's resolution for independence in a near-unanimous vote. The New York delegation abstained, but later voted affirmatively. On that day, John Adams wrote to his wife, Abigail, that July 2nd will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival, and that the celebration should include pomp and parade, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other. Well, on July 4th, the Congress formally adopted the Declaration of Independence, which had been written largely by Thomas Jefferson. Though the vote for actual independence took place on July 2nd, from then on, the 4th became the day that was celebrated as the birth of American independence, which didn't sit well with John Adams, who thought July 2nd would be remembered. Well, did you know John Adams believed July 2nd was the correct date on which to celebrate the birth of American independence, and would reportedly turn down invitations to appear at July 4th events in protest? In a bit of irony, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both died on July 4th, 1826, the 50th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. Well, just a little fun history for this date. Well, have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend and week. If you're visiting our listening area and have enjoyed listening to WRVM, be aware that you can now take us home with you via the internet. Visit us at WRVM. Click on Listen Now, or you can download our brand new app for your smartphone or tablet. Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Visit us online at wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.